Welcome to Seven Figure Dental Practice, a show that teaches you how to successfully build and thrive in a dental practice. Here's your host, Dr. Shaheen Safarian.
All right. I have Charles Dabbelgott here. It's always awesome to have conversation and sit down with him for, 20, 30 minutes. You know, believe it or not, I learned quite a bit from what he has to say. It's not every day that I hear about insurance. And I'm Dr. Shaheen Safarian here for another episode, as I said, with Charles. Our last episode, we talked about disability insurance. And now we're starting to build a library here with Charles as far as different subjects and topics that we talk about on a regular basis. Please follow him in our podcast episodes. We have, as we record this, we've had over 4,000 downloads on our podcast. And Charles is a very valuable asset to this process and to get you guys educated. And today, I'd like to spend some time talking with Charles about life insurance. But before we do that, Charles, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
It's always nice to see you.
Good to see you.
You know, life insurance, right? There's just so much to this. You know, being married now for 5 years and I have two little kids, before I got life insurance, before I got married, the only life insurance I cared about was the loan of my practice.
Sure.
I didn't really
because of a
consider,
bank requirement,
that's right.
Yeah.
It was by force, right? Legality that I even wanted to get life insurance. But now, in the last 5 years with the wife and two kids, the dynamics has drastically changed. So the question is, how much should someone get? What should they, what are all the different options? And we'll talk about that here a little bit. But basically, if you don't mind, and I know most of you obviously know what life insurance is, but can you talk about life insurance and the different types of life insurance coverage?
Okay. So life insurance can mean different things to a business owner. So let's try to keep it in the confines of a business. So life insurance is always about insuring the life of an individual, whether that's you as the physician or as a benefit to one of your key employees. So life insurance can be bought in what we call term insurance, which is basically like renting your insurance. You're just paying for your base mortality rate. And when you stop paying, that policy cancels. Then there's another type of policy, and they can go anywhere from whole life or universal life or index life or variable life. But all of those policies gain cash value. So you're basically paying that term, if you will, dollar amount in base insurance needs for mortality. And then there's a section of money that you can pay in up to 4 times of the premium to your cash accumulation account. So those accounts are allowed by ERISA law where you can put so much money into it. And it's called the maximum level ERISA will allow you to put in it or the IRS. They will allow you to put so much money away tax-free. So all of that money in those accounts will grow tax-free for you. So those are the different types of insurance you can buy as a business.
And you said there was whole life, there was variable life, and then there was two others where you can grow cash. What
sure.
were they?
So there's whole life.
Okay.
Then there's universal life.
Universal life.
Which is typically a fixed guaranteed interest rate on the cash value. Then there's universal index life, which means it's the same sort of a policy, but that policy is basically following, for example, the S&P 500. And there's a 0% loss factor, but there's a 10% max gain of that interest rate.
And that's the variable index.
That's the indexed universal policy.
Indexed universal, okay.
The variable policy is basically selected and that cash accumulation account is put into a variety of accounts that you choose with your representative, with your insurance or financial services representative. And it flows with those markets, just like the stock or mutual fund market. So it can lose money and it can gain money, but there's no limit to how much it can lose and gain.
So tell me what the difference or the advantage of one over the other is. So if I have variable life and I also have wholesale term life as
sure.
well. So what are the different advantages of those benefits or
sure.
disadvantages to those?
Term insurance. So I always tell people they should have a mixture of the permanent and a mixture of the term. Term is very good well-priced for the business owner who's trying to cover, let's just say, a loan or immediate coverage while their kids are young, okay, or their family's young.
Okay.
You still want permanent coverage so that when you are at a point where you don't have that loan anymore, you still have a base amount of coverage and an ability to save money on a tax-free basis. Okay. The nice part about those life policies, a lot of people may or may not know this, is that life insurance is one of the biggest vehicles for saving money. And also as a business owner to move money from your operating accounts and put it into your life account, and you're not paying taxes anymore because it's moved from there and it sits in your life insurance up to that maximum we talked about, and it grows tax-free over time.
And so you're saying take this from your business and move it into your life insurance policies.
Have your business own it. And then you basically are going to write off that premium for yourself because the business is paying it and all that asset money is going in there. And so you're lowering your asset base to pay taxes every year. It's also a great way to, let's say you have a key employee. Let's say if you have two offices and there's another dentist or a manager managing it. And if you lost that person, it would be devastating to you. So I always recommend what they call key man insurance or key woman insurance. And that basically means you put a policy on that person. So if in the event of an untimely death of that person, you would get their business would get the benefits of that. And when that would happen, you could use those benefit dollars to replace that person. Okay. So it helps you kind of recover.
What kind of coverage can you get for something like that?
It depends on how much that person makes, and you can get either temporary or term insurance, or you can get the permanent
insurance. On that employee.
So life insurance is a great way, especially as a business owner, to put money in places, whether it's for an employee benefit. Like for that employee, for instance, you could have that coverage that your business is paying over time. You could put extra bonus money in there for that person. They would pay normal taxes. It moves over into there, but you would be protected if that person would die during your employment because your business would be the beneficiary. And when that person left your employee, they could take that policy in.
So is there, and I'm learning this a little bit as we go here, so bear with me, but is there some favoritism as far as legally you not being able to do that for one employee and need to do it for all employees?
No, there's no rule or law on how you give life insurance out. There is for health insurance. So life insurance, you could do a group life policy, and those are all term policies. Or you could do individual key man or key woman policies, and those would be at your discretion as a business owner. A lot of businesses have those policies, like I said, one, to protect the value of that person, and two, to help that person save money. But again,
and also, I think that could be a nice incentive for that person to stay with you too.
It's a big incentive. So like, I'll have a couple people hired with me, and if they have $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in that cash plan, then it makes them loyal to you. And plus, I'm all that money I put in that account for them, that's making my asset look smaller, so I pay in less corporate tax or less of that money is flowing through to me if I'm an S-Corp. So you always have to think about, how do I maximize the benefit for my employees? How do I maximize the saving opportunity for me while rolling my taxes as low as they can be and staying within IRS guidelines?
So how does that now, how does that work with now you crossing over to personal? In other words, you know, a lot of what we do because we're individual business mm-hmm. owners is, you know, what we do at our home affects our business and vice versa. So we have to consider how much life insurance we want for our business and then what that means for our wife and our kids.
Yeah.
So is there a certain limitation that's usually kind of a standard rule or a guideline that's used for business life insurance? And then how does that overlap into the family life?
So for family and business, typically any carrier will insure you for about 20 times. Some carriers are 10 times. Most of them go up to 20 times your annual income on personal. business, it's usually about 10 times what the gross of that business is that they'll insure the business for. But you're not, again, you're not insuring the business. The business owns the policy on you, and the business is the beneficiary.
Thanks for listening to Seven Figure Dental Practice. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in to the next episode.